to believe that God is not with you.
I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry.
Someone described me the other day and said that he saw me that I was an eternal optimist, and he was an eternal realist. And optimism is that believing the positive side. The only reason I can be that way is because I believe God's word. So, according to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways submit to Him." And I'm starting, that's the word we need. I need to trust in the Lord, because in my own abilities, I will fail. In my own abilities, I will fall short. But if I can trust in the Lord and believe in Him, then He can bring me to the place where I need to be. So I want to talk to you, because, just for a minute, sharing this. I need everybody to continue to trust God. I'm going to continue preaching and teaching that, because that's where we are.
Which one is the
and He's a way maker, He's a provider.
Right there.
And I'm even at a place in my life
asking
Him as He provides. Sometimes He's providing something, but not the way you want it. Some of us are going to, we get stuck on what we want, the way we want it. And I'm not sure that's God. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. But when you can trust and believe God for His word and for whatever He does and recognize how He's doing what He wants to do. You know, the old adage that they were saying that the guy was on the roof, it was a flood, and he had moved up to higher ground, he's on the roof, and he's saying, "Lord, send me help." And then come along a person in a boat says, "Hey, I'm here to help you. Come on, get in." And he's saying, "No, I told God to come that He's going to deliver me up out of this." So he didn't take the boat. He picked that one God. If somebody else came, another thing, he said, no, that's not God. On into the water, he got to the place of overtaking him because he had missed God. God was sending different ways and different people in different areas, but he wanted to expect God to come personally. But I would say God uses people to get done what He wants to be done. Amen? So, I can't stress enough here in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. So we live in a crooked world. But He clearly says He can make our path straight. But we can only do that as we trust Him and we believe Him and we walk with Him. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, so whatever's going on in the world, it's not that I'm blind of it or I'm ignorant and I don't say anything or see. But I have to make a stance and say, this is what my God said about me. This is what He said about my life. And I want to remind all of you that He included you in that. I want to remind you, you were included in that. So it's so, so important that we embark on this celebratory season of Easter. And for the church, this is you. So I want to remind somebody who's watching, because you've given up, or let me say you've given in. And this is, I got that word while I was sitting here as well. So instead of being in the place with the body of Christ and in the fellowship of the saints, you decided to stay home because you said you're going through it. And I want to talk to you. You may be going through, but God wants to deliver you out. And as long as you stay in your own stuff, in your own way, then all you'll get is your own answer. But in order to get a different answer, you need to be in the place where God is and in His presence. So in His presence is where you can get free, delivered, set free. And so I want to encourage you to get out and get here. And in this Easter season, knowing that Jesus died on the cross for all of us, all of our sins for it. And so, but I gotta take that into my life, into account, and walk this thing out. Walk it out. Faith without works is dead. So I must be in the presence of God,
in the place of God, doing the things of God that He's called and commissioned me to do and to be. Amen? So I didn't come to preach to you this morning, although that word was on my heart. I'm reluctant that I will not. I will share what it is He has to say. Amen? As Pastor Rob is preparing, he's going to be coming and sharing the word this morning. And I'm prepared to sit back and listen and receive what I needed you to hear. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Take that to heart this week and pray that word in your life. Amen? All right. Pastor Rob, would you come?
Amen. Amen. Give Dr. Williams a hand clap, family, because he's only speaking the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Family, let's give God praise, honor, and thanks. Most of that worship that came before us not too long ago was on time. And as Pastor Ray said, it's not dependent on us. It's dependent on God. We got to trust Him. When? Now. Because faith is now. You know? And me and Sister Debbie was just back there, and she was writing down something. She's always writing down. And she was like, if I got faith and I believe, isn't that my reality? You know? And yes, it is. But the reality of what you believe in it may not be manifest right in the present. That's why you're optimistic about what's coming next, because you believe, you have faith in what God has said. So you're not basing it off what you see. You're moving in what God has already said. You know, Pastor Bruce was just sharing with me, because I shared with him something that God shared with me some time ago. And I was hesitant in doing it back then, and I'm still hesitant now, because I say that time has moved on. But he said to me, that time hasn't moved on. If God spoke that to you, keep moving in it. You know, and see, sometimes we get stuck thinking that we missed it, and we don't move forward, and we miss God and what He has for us. Family, that song, Waymaker. He's a waymaker. See, we wouldn't be here if He didn't make a way. See, I would be remiss if I didn't say that that song was on time, but they kind of knew what my message was going to be today. And my message today is God is our way maker. I'm going to say that again. God is our way maker. And see, too often, we try to do it in ourselves. We try to make our own way, and we miss God. Listen, let us pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to be before these your people, Father God. Use me. Make my mouth as clay, Father God. Let nothing be of me, but everything be of you, Father God. As these words come forward, Father God, let it move to the hearts and the minds and the souls of these your people, Father God. Let nothing fall to the ground, Father God. Let nothing that I even written down, Father God, if it's not what you want me to say, remove it and let your words come forth, Father God. I give thanks to you, honor and glory to you, Lord, and only you, Father God. And with that, we say amen. 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 So, you know me. I like bigger. I like to show. You know? So, I got a video that I want to play. I know last time it didn't come out, but this is a different one, and with the, after that, we're going to get right into the word. Amen? Amen. Amen. Can you pray that?
An unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or threat. Fear. Or to simply put it, fear is the belief that God is not with you. You have little faith. You see, the interesting thing about fear is that even though it's like a shadow and accompanies you wherever you go, fear is a choice. Yeah, I said it. Fear is a choice. It's a choice between saying yes in the face of opposition when you can't see the rationale, or living with the regret of not trying, remaining crippled with the lies you're too busy buying. And without doing the math, all already know what the common choice is. Because we walk around like cats who have 9 lives, believing that we can be brave in the next life, but why are we never brave enough for today? We always say tomorrow and hope by tomorrow fear will be gone, but God tells us tomorrow isn't even promised, and that's where we've all gone wrong. He wants us to be brave today. Brave right now. Check this. The voice of fear will always be present in situations where there's an opportunity to be brave. See, even Peter, who walks with the Savior himself, almost said yes to bravery until the waves of fear began to wave at him, and he was no longer sure Jesus was with him anymore. So he sunk, and fear won. You of little faith. That's how it works. Bravery is simply an exchange of fear for faith. And our faith in Jesus comes with a peace, an inner peace that defies all fears, a peace that confronts, not one that backs up or backs out, but a peace that comes with bravery, bravery to say, peace, be still, in the face of insecurities, in the face of opposition, in the face of the uncertainties of the deeper places, and saying yes. Yes to standing at the shore, embracing yourself for the exceedingly and abundantly more that we ever so often pray for. And when it comes, going head first into the deepest of the unknowns. This is bravery. Remembering that fear keeps us stuck, but grace whispers freedom. Fear shouts doubt, but grace sings peace. Fear talks you are alone, but grace declares my name is Emmanuel. With
you, and in the midst of all those fears, grace chants, you are not crippled, you are not weak, you are not worthless, you are not inadequate. Grace chants, you are great.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what I'm talking about, us walking in that God's truth, because he's a way maker. We can't walk in fear. Fear freezes every available resource, and too often we walk in fear. Why I didn't start that business a long time ago, but I was talking about with Pastor Bruce, because I had fear. I'm not adequate enough. I don't have enough. I don't know enough. And I stayed still, and now I'm watching, walking around, and I see what I thought before is happening, manifesting all around me. But because I walked in fear, I'm not doing it. And this happens so often to us. And I'm here to tell you that God is a way maker. He's already created the path for you to go through. But the problem is, we walk in fear and not faith. We walk in fear and not faith. See, I'm so happy to be here right now. You know, because we were here in chapel on Wednesday. And that song, Waymaker, was playing. And the children were worshiping. And the Spirit of God was flowing through this place. And not soon after, Pastor Ray texted me and said, "Are you ready to preach this Sunday?" And I said, "Yes," without hesitation. You know, because he always say, "Be ready before it's your time, not when it's your time." And right away, I knew what the title of this message was going to be. God is our way maker. See, because too often we get caught up in ourselves, trying to figure it out, trying to do it our way. And the enemy wants us to do that. He wants us to believe it's in us that we can do it. But it's through him that those things are possible, that our strength is built, that our faith is ignited, and that path is set about. Family, we are living in a time when there's so much uncertainty, and it can be scary. And that's what the enemy wants us to be, scared. He wants us to be scared. However, God has told us that these times will come. And the thing is, see, we love to hear the good news. We look forward to the good news. But this part of the word, we want to ignore. We don't want to hear that. And too often the church is not talking about that. He's not preparing the people for what is to come. That's what's happening right now. And I'm here to tell you that God has made a way in spite of what is to come. See, it shouldn't be a surprise to the body of Christ. We're supposed to be ready and prepared with the full armor of God on. And the only way that's going to happen is to recognize and to know that He is our way maker. He is our way out. He is our way through. But too often, we want to put it on ourselves. And then we get mad at God when it don't work out. See, I'm often reminded of what my students said, what our students said, that this Christian thing is hard. See, it is hard in ourselves. But when we grab hold of what God has said in His Word, it becomes easier. See, we live in a world right now where everybody wins. They don't want nobody to lose. So everybody get a trophy. And what happens is, see, we get comfortable in that. And we see evidence of that in our kids now. They don't want to put in the hard work. And unfortunately, we see it in the body of Christ too. That's why that young man can say, this Christian thing is hard. See, we don't want to put in the work. See, God has already gave us victory, but we got to work to get there. We got to do our part. We got to put time into His Word. We got to know how to stand when those obstacles come.
Family. From the beginning of the year, we've been talking about the promises of God. However, we can't get to the promises without going through the trials. No test, no testimony. He said, greater works will you do through the words of your testimony. So we got to go through the trials. See, it's a lot of people who enter the race, but not everybody finish. See, because the ones who finish, you got to go through trials. You know, in races, they got trials. And not everybody who start out finish. See, the ones that endure are able to finish the race. And see, God wants us to be able to endure the trials that we're going to have to face because we already got victory. See, the enemy wants us to think that we don't have victory. But God has already made a way. He already made a path for us for victory. But we got to go through. But too often, we just want to do it our way. And not God's way. Family. See? Everybody wants that trophy. And we don't want nobody to feel left out. It's okay as a child. But we can't be still dealing with that as adults. See, the body of Christ is playing a role in that. We worry about positions being left out. And then we wonder why new Christians are struggling to find their way.
They're watching us murmuring, complaining, and we've been there before them. So how can we be upset with them when they're not figuring it out, when they're running away from the body of Christ? We got to stop murmuring, complaining, worried about positions and being left out. God didn't leave us out. You're here. God called you here. See, I need to stop now. But God wants us to speak truth. We gotta speak truth. See, what examples are we giving? See, too often we wanna have itchy ear services. You know, where everything feel good. You know, we don't want to be stretched. We don't want to be pushed. See, I told Dr. Williams a long time ago, I said, Pastor, you ain't a regular pastor. You a teacher. And not everybody want or are ready for what you're giving. See, harvest, purpose, vision, and mission is to empower, equip, and teach. And not everybody wants that. Not everybody wants that and can endure that. And that's why we wonder why sometimes harvest used to be full, breaking out, but we had to bust open the other side of the room. But see, not everybody wants to endure. We want itchy ear services that we can just feel good and leave. You know, I was telling Pastor Boots, I was reading about the seven churches in Revelation. And Laodicea, one of the major churches, one of the biggest churches that was full, that had everything busting out the seams. However, the church was in a dry place. And they had to get water from two different areas. One from a hot springs and one from a river that flowed. But each one was for healing and one was for refreshing. But by the time it reached them, all the compounds, all the things that was in it, was no more. So there was no healing happening, and there was no refreshing happening. See, we think when Jesus was talking about they were lukewarm, he wasn't talking about as far as their relationship with him. He was talking about what they were giving out to the people. And see, that's what we can be. People need to leave out refreshed, healed. And that's why we got to give them truth. And truth hurts. Truth hurts. And see, and too often, us in the body of Christ, we're too immature to handle the truth. And we run and we blame people, blame situations, instead of accepting truth and dealing with it. See, God is a way maker. Family, I told you, when I was away, he told me to write down where I seen myself. And I wrote that vision out. However, I didn't realize the process that I had to go through to get to that point. And see, there's some visions that God has given each and every one of us. However, there's a process. He's made a way, but we got to go through the process to get to it. And the process means to, we have to let go of some of those things that we have and allow him to abide in us. His way is the renewing of our mind to his mind, to his way of thinking and his way of doing things. See, Pastor Bruce been teaching, you've been seeing it up here, scrolling up here. He's teaching about this end time and being prepared for this. Listen, turn with me to 2 Timothy 3:1. And we're going to read from 3:1 to 3:7, 1 to 7. Because see, God wants us to win. But we can't win on our own. The only way we're going to win is his way. That's the only way we're going to win. And it says here, verse 1, but understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come, difficult days that will be hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled in by greed, boastful, arrogant, reckless, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. And they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, callous and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal, haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited lovers of sensual pleasures rather than lovers of God. Lovers of sensual pleasures rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of outward godliness, religion, although they have denied its power. For their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Nullifies their claim of faith. We say we believe, we say we trust, but our action nullifies it. Avoid, listen to what you say, avoid such people and keep far away from them. For among them are those who worm their way into homes and captivate moral, weak, and spiritually dwarfed women, weighed down by the burdens of their sins, easily swayed by various impulses, always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Family, see, there's nothing new under the sun. God's word has given us everything we need in preparation for what we're going to face and have to deal with. But the problem is, we don't want to put the work in. And see, it's not works in ourselves. It's works that's already been done. All we got to do is spend time with it. As I read this, my heart aches because I'm watching the children of God, the people of God just turn away from him, desiring the things of this world and denying him all the more, craving the things that the world wants to give them
and moving further and further away from Him. Pastor Ray just talked about how we're coming close to remembrance of Christ going to the cross on our behalf. And unfortunately, it's a time that we just remember just during this time. But here, we put Him on the cross each and every day, we fall short. So it should be a day we remember each and every day. Every hour, every waking moment, to just give us a reminder of, I want to do right. I don't want to add stripes to Him, for He already done it for me. Yeah. I'm only here because of the stripes He bore on my behalf. So why do I want to add more to it? You know, just think about us as parents. Just think about the scars and the pain that we feel when our children fall short. How much it hurts, how much pain it gives us to watch them have to go through it over and over again. When you've given them the advice, you've given them all the things they need to succeed, but they still ain't taking heed. How much it hurts. And this is the pain that God is feeling for us. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, and I ain't even get into the 4 points that I want to give, and we're going to get to that. But it's just 4 points I want to get to, and I want to give you that you can grab hold and go home with. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12 through 15, and it says, indeed, all who delight in pursuing righteousness are determined to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be haunted and persecuted because of their faith. But evil men, the imposters, will go on from bad to worse. Listen, be prepared. It's going to go from bad to worse. See, this is the part that we don't want to hear. See, we think things are rough right now. It's only going to get rougher. But God. But God. And see, this is how we, the body of Christ, are going to be the drawers of other people, because they're going to want what we got, because we're not going to be moved by what's happening in the world. We're going to be standing on God's word and who He said. And not move, tossed to and fro. We're not going to be fearful like that young lady spoke about early on. We're going to stand brave, focused in on God, His way. Because see, when we take our eye off of God, we're going to start seeing all the things that's going on around us, and we're going to become fearful and begin to sink like everybody else. And it says here, The evil men and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in the things that you have learned and of which you have convinced, holding tightly to truth, knowing from whom you have learned them. And how from childhood you have known the sacred writings, the Hebrew scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, surrendering your entire self to Him and having absolute confidence in His wisdom, power, and goodness. Amen. See, here in this world, it reminds us that it is not about our works, but through Christ we find wisdom that leads to salvation. Today, I want to share 4 points with you on how God has made a way clear. But just as
Peter way back then, and even the present student who shared that this thing is too hard, doing it God's way, it will not be easy in ourselves. However, if we do it His way, there is victory. See, doing it our way, it's going to be hard, yes. But doing it His way, there is victory. There is sure victory. You know, Pastor Ray talked about that, being optimistic. That's what we can be. We can be optimistic, knowing that if we do it God's way, we got victory. Even though we don't see it in reality, it's already happened. Family, let me go on to number one. Number one, God is faithful and will make a way even if it's not immediately apparent. Ain't that funny? Pastor Ray just said that a little earlier today. God will make a way even if it's not immediately apparent. See, what happens is because we don't see things happening right away, that was me. That was me. I was fearful of not doing what God had told me to do. He showed me this. He showed me to start a band service. They didn't have no band services around here. I was trying to get a bus to go to work. It was sometimes I couldn't even, at my job, I had to ask for different hours because I couldn't make it to work. And I was like, man, if we had a bus service out here, band service, we can do that. And now, look, I ain't do it back then. This was 2004. And now we look at 225, and this band service is all over the place. I was looking around like, man, just imagine if I would have did it back then. See, because we don't be obedient, we miss what God has for us. See, I asked God for $1 million. I said, if I get him, he said, I gave him many opportunities to have $1 million. But you wasn't obedient. You ain't trust me. You wanted it the way the world said to have it. I just told you to do it. And see, too often we just don't do what God says to do. And we miss it. See, too often we're looking for a genie in a bottle. We rub it and all is well in our life. Sometime last month, I shared the acronym of faith forwarding all issues to heaven. And shameless plug, next week, all you women, come be a part of what they're doing here. Women of War, they're going to have a conference here on Saturday. So come be a part of it. Come share. See Elder Carvella if you haven't signed up to be a part of it. Come be a part of it. Because that's what they're talking about. Forwarding all issues to heaven. And that's prayer. That's prayer, family. That's what we need. We got to get on our knees and petition God for what we want. You know, and my wife got on me the other day because she said, "Baby, you said you prayed about it. So why are you still working?" You know, and see, and that's true. Because if we praying and we will say we believe and we trust in God, why are we still running? If we giving it to Him, let Him have it. We got to turn it over to Him and allow Him to do what needs to be done. We get all we can do now. We just got to stand and trust Him. And see, what happens is, because it hurts, we don't want to see people go through things. We don't even want to go through things. But if we trust and we believe, we know it's going to come to pass. So long as we doing our part, do all you can do to stand. And so long as you're doing all you can do, He going to do the rest. But if you ain't doing your part, how can God do it? We got to do our part because He's given us some parts to do.
And if we don't do our part, we're not speaking word, we're not speaking truth, we're not doing those things. We're sugarcoating things, we're patty caking things, because we don't want to hurt feelings, so we don't want to give full truth. We ain't helping none. We got to give truth, because when we give truth, it confirms what God has already said to them. That's what it does. But if we don't give truth, all we do is confirm what they already feel. And they stay right where they at. They stay in their mess. You know, that's why we got to come in front of things. We can't be afraid of confronting situations with truth and love. See, that's the difference. In truth and love. See, because sometimes we'll come in front of some things and we come with our attitude, our feelings, and all those things. And then all that happens is barriers go up and nobody hears nothing. So we gotta confront situations. We gotta give truth. We gotta give truth. And then let God deal with the rest. Let them deal with it. Scripture. We need to have faith like Paul and so many other men and women of the world. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. So I give you scriptures to go with that word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. And it says, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me and empowered me, so that through me the gospel message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Gentiles may hear it. And I was rescued from the mouth of the lion. The Lord will rescue me from every." I'm going to say that again. He ain't say some. He ain't say a few. He said every evil assault. "And he will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Family, that's a next level faith. Because as far as I know, ain't nobody have to face no lions in here. You know, we ain't facing no lions, even though they present themselves as lions. They ain't really no lions. And God has already given us the strength to surpass them. So long as we standing on his truth, we got to stand faithful without fear. You know, DJ Khaled said, he got this song, say, "God got me." Some might not know who he is, but he got that part right. God got it. God got it. If we give it to him, he got it. Number two, God is a miracle maker, a miracle worker, promise keeper, and a light in the darkness. I'm going to say that again. God is a miracle worker, a promise keeper, and a light in the darkness. See, you who are part of Harvest have heard Dr. Williams share how he prayed, and we need to be praying for Sister June and Brother Smith, you know, because their daughter is going through a trial, you know, and I thought about what Pastor said, how long ago he prayed for their other daughter, who fit in the palm of his hand. And they prayed, and he prayed, and they left it up to God. And today I can say that young lady got her child. Her child going to Harvest. Now you tell me our God is not a miracle worker. And see, family, look, there's some miracles that happen in your life. There's some things that still happening in your life that you're wondering how
am I still here?
Yes.
But it's only through the miracle of God, the grace of God on our lives, that we're still here in spite of ourselves. I know it's a miracle that I'm here and able to do what I'm able to do. And I'm excited about what's next. Because he saved me for something more. And that's what I'm looking forward to. But I told my sister, we were talking, I said, I want to leave here empty. I don't want to leave nothing behind. You know, we talk about how the graveyard is full of so much gifts and so much ideas and so many things, so much treasure. I want to empty all my treasure out. I want to be empty when I leave here. Because it's not for me. It's for those who God connected us to. And they waiting for what we got to give. And we can't be selfish with it. Thinking if I give, what's going to be left? Oh, you got to let it go, because if you don't let that go, how are you going to give you more? He wants you overflowing so he can continue to, he can pour in and you can pour out. Family, turn with me to Psalm 77, verse 13 to 15. And it says, your way, O God, is holy, and I'm coming out of the Amplified, so it may be a little different. Your way, O God, is holy, far from sin and guilt. What God is great like our God? You are awesome. God, you are the awesome God who works powerful, wonderful wonders. You have demonstrated your power among the people. You have, with your great arms, redeemed your people, the son of Jacob and Joseph, Shelah, Selah. In the next scripture, John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, once more Jesus addressed the crowd, and he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Family, God is the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. And he give us word to back it up. Family, number three, God is the creator who will be the reason people come out victorious no matter the trials they face. I'm going to say that again because I want you to grab hold of it. God is the creator who will be the reason people come out victorious no matter, I'm going to say that again, no matter the trials they face. And the key word here is God, the key words, is God is the reason. Not us, not money, not somebody else. It's God. He's going to be the reason that we're going to come out victorious. Too often we place things and people on a pedestal. And then when it's not there, we are lost. But God said he wants us dependent on him. Through him is where we have our victory. Through him is where we have our salvation. Through him is where we have our strength. See, we place it in money, we place it in our job, we place it in our boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. When they fail, what happens to us? See, my wife said this, and you heard me say this. I love you, but I love God more.
I love God first because God will never fail me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And that's the part we got to grab hold of and know that God got us. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is God breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instructions, for conviction of sin, for correction of error and restoration to obedience, for training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. For every good work. And where it comes through? The Word of God. Our relationship with God, us spending time with God. Number four, God loves you, sees you, and has a plan for you. Too often we sell ourselves short right out the gate based off of where we come from, how we look, what our situation is. We don't even forgive ourselves, let alone others, for errors in our lives. You know, we hold on to some weights that God didn't give us, that were given to us in the world. See, we're born in sin. We're born in sin, and God wants us to drop the baggage. Not in ourselves, but through Christ, who died for our sins and our shortcomings. So you don't have to carry that no more. You don't have to carry the weight of what somebody said or what somebody did or even what you might have done. The key to it is don't do it no more. He told the young lady that they were about to stone. He said, go and sin no more. You're forgiven. It's already done. But too often we keep carrying that baggage that's weighing us down that we can't walk in the victory that God has for us. He's made a way for us, but we're so blinded by the wilderness, that darkness that's surrounding us, that we can't see the way God has made for us. Thank God we are not the judge. Thank God we are not the judge. Because if we were the judge, people would be condemned. Nobody would be saved. Nobody would be saved. Because we're so caught up in our feelings and what we think, we don't have no forgiveness and no love for people. But thank God. However, God sees the big picture. Our vision only goes as far as our thoughts of ourselves and what others say about us. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of little old me. Thank you, Lord, for thinking of little old me. Turn with me to Jeremiah 29:11. We're going to read from 11 to 13. And it says, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me
and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you. Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
Family, he already has a plan and a purpose for your life. And it's a plan with hope and peace in place. See, so we don't have to chase after it. All we have to do is follow him. Because he's already made a way. Family, we are in the last days and no one knows the day or the time. However, God wants his people to be ready before it's your time. So please make sure that you are spending time in the Word, not just waiting for Sunday or Wednesday, but in daily supplication. We are in a time of misinformation, and just like you get it in the world, you can get it in some churches. That's why you must know God and his Word for yourself. Our call is to help lead you in the direction that God has called you. You need to hear from God for yourself. We just are here to confirm through the Holy Spirit and the Word of what God has spoken to you. You heard it for yourself, for I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. And I will close today with Isaiah 43:18-19. And he says, do not remember the former things or ponder on the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will put a road in the wilderness, a river in the desert. You are here today, and I don't know who. However, because of the wilderness issues in your life and that are happening around you and to you, and you can't see the road that God has already made the way of. But I'm here to tell you that through him, he is the light in the darkness, in those dark places. So if you grab hold of his word and you follow his way, the road will open up. You will begin to see that road he had before you in this wilderness place that you may be in. He will make that river flow in that desert place. But it can't be through yourself. It will only come through him. And today I want to be here to stand with you, to pray with you. So if that's you that's finding yourself in that wilderness place, that's looking for that opening road that God has made for you, I want to stand with you. I want to pray with you. We here at Harvest wants to pray with you. And we want to stand with you and encourage you that God has made a way for you and that he is the way. And it won't happen through your way. Because if it could, it wouldn't be a problem. We say that often. If you could fix it, it wouldn't be a problem. It's a problem. It's wilderness place because you can't fix it on your own. So if that's you and you want prayer, you want us to stand with you in prayer, I want to do that. We want to do that here at Harvest. And if you're looking for a place where you can get fed the word, you can be equipped, empowered, and taught the word of God, we here at Harvest want to stand with you. So if that's you, please come to the altar or just
just or see me after service, and we will pray with you. We will stand with you. But I want you to know, you got to be bold in Christ in what you're asking God for, because the enemy is going to test you. So you can't do it quietly. You got to be out front with who you say you are in Christ, because you're going to be tested in this times to come. And you're going to be persecuted and prosecuted for it. And you can't be afraid to stand up for who you say God is in your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Praise God. Come on, let's give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. Way made, and he's made a way out of no way. And so, again, I want to encourage us as we move forward, especially in this Easter season that's coming before us, that we keep a heart of faith and mind, trust in God. Also, want to encourage each and every one of you to reach out to somebody. This is the season that we should be celebrating, and be strong in inviting somebody out that you may know and need help and need or need a word, period. Stand with them, reach out to them, encourage them. I know a place. I know a man. And so we share with you and help them. So I want to encourage you to reach out specifically in this Easter season to help about Christ. Because that's the most important thing all of us can. So what an encouragement. Amen. All right, we're going to get ready for our tithes and offering. Amen. The screen coming up. You can give in multiple ways. And one of the things I can share, I'm very encouraged by the people of God stepping up to the plate, those that are giving electronically. It's been encouraging to see the people of God step up.